亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Are there brothers and sisters?
今天我是听了弟兄们祷告，是今天是2018年最后一天。
I hear as brothers and sisters pray, today is the last day of the year 2018.
我们实在感谢主给我们的恩典。
We indeed thank our Lord for His grace.
每一次在聚会的时候，一年之后再有机会看到弟兄姊妹，我很感谢主。
Each time as we meet, we still have the opportunity to see brothers and sisters. I'm very thankful to our Lord.
不但主保守我们的健康，
Not only the Lord has kept us in health,
更要紧的是主还保守我们在他自己的里面。
But more so, He has kept us in Himself.
所以我们感谢主。
So we thank the Lord.
那我们今天想，我们今天是最后一次的，交通到以赛亚书。
This is our last evening together, spending time in the book of Isaiah.
对，我们先读几处圣经好不好？
Let us first read a few Bible passages.
那因为我们前两次呢，我们都说到了这个渔民的故事。
The last two times we have shared the story of the remnant.
我们也看到，神怎么样把他的儿子慢慢带出来。
We see how God have gradually brought out His Son.
那我们也看到那耶和华神怎么样很强有力的把他的儿子介绍出来，说这是我的仆人。
We know the Lord God how he has proclaimed with power and authority that behold my servant.
那从那个以后呢，这些渔民呢是有人带了。
And from this point on, there is a leader to the remnant.
这一位神的仆人呢就带领他们一同做神的仆人。
And this servant of God leads the remnant on to be servants of God.
那以赛亚书也让我们看见这位神的仆人呢跟我们有什么关系。
Also, Isaiah shows us what is the relationship of God's servant to us.
感谢主，他是赎罪祭。
We thank the Lord because he is our sin offering.
他一次流血，我们的罪都赦了。
And because he shed his own blood once and for all, our sins are forgiven.
可是我们也感谢主，他是带领我们的。
We also thank the Lord because he also leads us on.
每一次我们有软弱的时候。
And each time when we are weak.
每一次当我们有面对仇敌的时候。
Each time when we face the enemy.
我们记得这个启示录里面的话。
And we remember the words in Revelation.
弟兄们胜过他，是靠着羔羊的血。
The brethren, they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony.
所以我们感谢主，是这位羔羊，这一位神的仆人带着我们走。
And we thank the Lord because it is the servant of God that leads us onward.
那我们今天所要看的另外的第三幅图画，都是说到锡安。
Tonight, when we look at these last three pictures, it all speaks of Zion.
就是说这些人走到哪里去？
And it tells us where's the direction that this group is heading.
这位神的仆人要带领这些其他的仆人做什么事？
This servant of God, who and what he is to lead the servants on and where they're going.
所以我们第七幅图画，我们昨天看过的是锡安的公义树。
Therefore, the seventh picture we looked at last night was the trees of righteousness in Zion.
是锡安。
It is in Zion.
所以我们今天看的第八幅图画呢，是关于耶路撒冷。
Therefore, the eighth picture we'll look at this evening is concerning Jerusalem.
第九幅图画呢，是关于新酒。
And the ninth picture has to do with the new wine.
什么叫新酒？新酒就说到神的葡萄园。
What is it speak? The new wine speak of? It is speaking of the vineyard of God.
所以锡安说到他的教会。
Because Zion speaks of his church.
耶路撒冷说到他的教会。
And Jerusalem speaks of his church.
葡萄园也说到他的教会。
And the vineyard also speaks of his church.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So, dear brothers and sisters.
让我们这些人看神一路带他，带这些爱他的百姓，带到哪里去。
As we see, the servant of God leads his people, those who love God, where are they heading?
那他给他们的责任是什么？
What is the responsibility he entrusts them with?
都跟锡安有关。
It is all connected with Zion.
都跟耶路撒冷有关。
It deals with Jerusalem.
都跟葡萄园有关。
It has to do with the vineyard.
都跟他的教会有关。
It has connected with his church.
所以感谢主。
So we thank the Lord.
神带领我们啊，
As God leads us, it's not only for our goodness. It is for the goodness of all. Now, these servants of God, they do not live for their own sake. They are spiritual, not for their own spirituality's sake. They grow and mature not so others can see that they are a tree of praise.
他们生长, 他们服侍,
As they grow, as they serve, it is in order for all the people of God to be risen.
为了西安,
it is for the sake of Zion,
为了耶路撒冷,
for Jerusalem,
为了葡萄园,
and for the vineyard.
为了神的教会成为荣耀,
it is for the church of God to her praise.
所以这个是我们今天晚上想一同看,
and this is what we want to look at together tonight.
我们先读几书圣经,
let us read a few passages.
以赛亚书第60章15节。
Isaiah chapter 60, verse 15.
你虽然60章15节,
Isaiah chapter 60, verse 15.
你虽然是说到耶路撒冷，你虽然被撇弃。 被厌恶，甚至无人经过，我却使你变为永远的荣华，成为累代的喜乐。
Whereas thou, this thou is speaking of Jerusalem, whereas thou hast been forsaken and hated, so that no man went through thee, I will make thee an eternal excellency, a joy of many generations.
永远的荣华，累代的喜乐。
An eternal excellency, a joy of many generations.
好，我们看62章。
Chapter 62,
第一节,
verse 1.
这个是这位神的仆人在说话,
this is spoken by that servant of God.
我因西安必不静默, 为耶路撒冷必不牺牲, 直到他的公义如光辉发出, 他的救恩如明灯发亮。
For Zion's sake will I not hold my peace, and for Jerusalem's sake I will not rest until the righteousness thereof go forth as brightness. And the salvation thereof as a lamp that burneth.
这第六节,
Verse 6.
耶路撒冷啊, 我在你城上设立守望的, 他们昼夜必不静默, 呼吁耶和华的, 你们不要歇息, 也不要使他歇息, 只等他建立耶路撒冷, 使耶路撒冷在世上成为, 在地上成为可赞美的。
I have set watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem, which shall never hold their peace day nor night. Ye that make mention of the Lord, keep not silent, and give him no rest, till he establish, and till he make Jerusalem a praise in the earth.
这里我请弟兄姊妹注意，那这一位神的仆人，要这些守望的，要叫他们叫神，不要歇息。
Now take note, brothers and sisters, this servant have set watchmen upon the wall, and he tells these servants to give the Lord God no rest.
那一直等神。 做到一个目的,
until he accomplished this purpose,
让耶路撒冷成为可赞美的,
so that until he make Jerusalem a praise in the earth.
我们现在再看第65章第8节。
Let's turn to Isaiah 65 verse 8.
这里是 耶和华说到他的葡萄园和说到他的百姓。
Here it is the Lord God speaking of his vineyard and his people.
耶和华如此说,葡萄中寻得新酒,人就说不要毁坏,因为伏在其中,我因我仆人的缘故,也必照样而行,不将他们全然毁坏。
Thus saith the Lord God, as the new wine is found in the clustered, and one saith, destroy it not, for a blessing is in it, so will I do for my servants' sakes, that I may not destroy them all.
这里我请弟兄姊妹注意，我们中文看不大出来，就叫做我的仆人，其实英文里面的意思是我的众仆人。
In the Chinese translation, we may not be able to read it in the text, but in the English translation, we know it is for my servants' sake. Servants is plural.
Yeah. 那还有一个呢, 他说不将他们全然毁灭。
And that I may not destroy them all.
那这个他们呢,不是这些仆人。
And now this destroy them, it is not them, not speaking of these servants.
这些仆人呢,是他的, 这些个, 他们是他的百姓。
This them is referring to all of God's people.
我们会好好解释这些。
And we'll go in further detail later.
那我们再读一处圣经。
Let us turn to another passage.
第66章第一节。
Chapter 66, verse 1.
第一和第二节。
Verses 1 and 2.
耶和华如此说，天是我的座位，地是我的脚凳。你们要为我造何等的殿宇，哪里是我安息的地方呢？耶和华说，这一切都是我手所造的，所以都有了。但我所看顾的，就是虚心痛悔因我话而战惊的人。
Thus saith the Lord, the heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. Where is the house that ye built unto me, and where is the place of my rest? For all those things have my hand made, and all those things have been, saith the Lord. But to this man will I look, even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit, and trembleth at my word.
那这个第二节我们中文说是看顾哈，其实呢这个英文的意思呢就是好像是寻找的意思。
In the Chinese translation, this is as the Lord looks upon this man or cares for this man, but in the English translation, or the meaning is that he will seek for such a one.
所以呢这个第一节哈，耶和华是有一个问题。
In verse 1 here, there is a question from the Lord God.
哪里是我安息的地方呢?
Where is the place of my rest?
那么第二节耶和华就自己回答了这个问题。
And in verse 2, the Lord God himself gives this answer.
他说我就在这样的人心里面找到了我的安息。
And to this man will I look that I will seek after in his heart I have found rest.
我们祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，我们今天晚上再一次到你面前来。
Lord, this evening once again we come into thy presence.
我们实在是感谢你，你向我们的心意是何等的完全。
Indeed, we thank thee how perfect is thy desire toward us.
何等的美好。
How beautiful.
也何等的充满了耐心。
And how filled with thy patience.
主啊，我们今天晚上愿意看靠着你的恩典，我们再一次来到你面前。
And Lord, this evening by thy grace, we come once again into thy presence.
主啊，你有最后的话要向我们说。
Lord, thou have final words unto us.
主啊，求你的灵在我们的里头有自由。
Lord, we pray that thy spirit will reign freely in our midst.
不管是说的，不管是听的，主啊，在我们的里面，我们心里都摸到你。
And whether those who speak or those who hear in our hearts, we may be able to touch thee.
实在是摸到你对我们的旨意。
Indeed, we're able to touch thy will upon us.
主啊，我们知道，主啊，你若是我们没有看到你的旨意，没有被你的旨意所抓到，
Lord,
主啊，你的心里面你是不满足的。
Lord, we know that if we do not see thy will and we are not taken hold of by thy will,Thy heart is not satisfied.
所以主啊，我们求你怜悯在我们的身上。
So Lord, we pray for thy mercy upon us.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In the Lord Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen. Amen. 弟兄姊妹，我们实在是感谢主，在以赛亚书里头，那么神的一个心意啊，你让这个以赛亚摸到。
Now, brothers and sisters, indeed we thank the Lord that indeed in the book of Isaiah, Isaiah has touched upon that very heart, that will of God.
他把神的心意呢，就写下来。
And he wrote down that heart, that desire of God.
感谢主，若是我们跟着这条小路走下去的话。
And we thank the Lord as we traverse upon this trail.
我们就摸到神自己的心意。
We're able to touch that heart of God.
以赛亚书包含很广。
And what is encompassed in the entire book of Isaiah is very broad.
也包括埃及,
it includes Egypt,
也包括亚述,
and Assyria,
也包括巴比伦,
and Babylon,
也包括很多别的,
and many others.
但是他的话说,
but his word said,
他说埃及是我的百姓,
Egypt is my people,
亚述是我手中的工作,
and Assyria the work of my hand,
以色列是我的产业,
but Israel is my inheritance.
他要以色列代表他,
and he desires for Israel to represent him.
他要以色列承继他的产业,
and he desires for Israel to receive his inheritance.
他也要以色列来经营他的产业,
and he wants Israel to also operate his inheritance.
我们在我们过去我们没有办法我们只讲了这个十个站哈。那这个站和站中间我们就没时间说了。
Now, of course, we only touched on each of these stations and we're looking at 10 stations, but in between these stations, we have no time to get into the details.
那我只需要提一个一两点。
So I'll just mention a couple of points.
你就知道这个神的心意啊，不是断开的，是连在一起。
And then we'll realize that this will of God is not disconnected, but it is all connected.
比如说
，For example，
在第四十二章和五十三章中间呢、啊。
Now between chapter 42 and 53.
那在四十三章啊，主说了这么一句话。
And in Isaiah 43, this is what the Lord said.
你们是我为我的荣耀所创造。
That you have been created for my glory.
这是四十三章第七节。
And that is 43:7.
你们是为我的荣耀所创造。
That you have been created for my glory.
那四十四章第八节。
44:8.
你们是我的见证人。
That ye are even my witnesses.
或者说你们是我的见证。
That you are my testimony.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
在这位他的仆人来以前呢、啊。
Before his servant has come.
你要做他的见证，你都不知道怎么做他的见证。
If you want to be his witness, his testimony, you do not know how.
你要彰显他的荣耀，你都不知道怎么彰显他的荣耀。
And you want to manifest his glory, you know not how.
感谢主，第四十二章。他的仆人来了。
But we thank God because chapter 40 said to his servant is come.
他也让他们看见。
And he allows for them to see.
所以现在他们可以彰显神的荣耀。
So now they're able to manifest that glory of God.
他们现在也可以做神的见证人。
And now they're able to be the witnesses of God.
那他们现在要做神的产业，也有路可走。
And now if they're to be that inheritance of God, there is a trail, a path for them.
那么在第53章到61章中间啊。
Now, between chapters 53 and 61.
那有一段话很有意思。
There is this passage that's very meaningful.
是在第56章和58章。
That is from chapters 56 to 58.
这里头说到两件事。
Within these chapters, there are two matters.
那一件事呢是关于外邦人和太监。
One has to do with the Gentiles and the eunuchs.
那我们在利未记了或者在这个生命记里头讲到这个太监的时候是太监呢、啊、都不能入耶和华的会。
In Leviticus and Deuteronomy, we can see concerning the eunuchs, they cannot enter into the congregation of the Lord.
那这个外邦人呢也不能进耶和华的会。
Likewise, for the Gentiles, they cannot enter into his congregation.
我想这个摩亚人时代都不能进这耶和华的会。
Just as the Moabites, they cannot enter even until the 10th generation.
那这些事情你若是不去仔细想想神原来的心意是什么。
Now, if we do not give thought and meditate upon what is that heart desire of God,
我们觉得这是规矩。
We feel this is a creed.
外邦人就我们就不该跟他们亲近的。
If they are Gentile, we cannot draw near to them.
太监不配进神的会。
And as a eunuch, you are not worthy to enter into his congregation.
那是56章怎么说？
But what does 56 say?
感谢弟兄姊妹。42章的时候，他的42章和53章，他的仆人。神的儿子出来了。
Since chapter 42 to 53, his son, the servant, has appeared.
给我们看见了。
And shows us.
所以呢，这个56章他怎么说到太监呢？
And so in chapter 56, what does it speak concerning the eunuch?
他说太监啊，你不要再称自己做枯树。
And it says, neither let the eunuch say, behold, I am a dry tree.
什么叫枯树呢？
What is a dry tree?
枯树就是生不了孩子的。
And dry tree means he cannot have offspring.
所以56章说是太监啊，你不要再称自己做枯树。
In chapter 56, it says, let not the eunuch say, behold, I am a dry tree.
你只要尊重神的约。
If you honor that covenant of God,
你只要守安息日。
And you keep the Sabbath.
那在神的家中，在神的殿中，有你的一个份。
And you will have a portion in his house, in his congregation.
感谢主。
And we thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹。
So, brothers and sisters.
这是神原来的意思。
And that is the original intent of God.
当他儿子来的时候。
And when his son has come.
就把这个显明了。
And this is made manifest.
再不是根据律法。
It's no longer by creed.
再不是根据外面的外貌。
It is not by the outward appearance.
而是根据神的怜悯。
But it is by the mercy of God.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
谁愿意做太监呢？
Who is willing to be a eunuch?
太监是不得已的。
Now, they are eunuchs, it is not of their own will.
太穷了。
Because they're poor.
那要一定要找个地方做事了。
And they have to find a place to work.
就是太监了。
And they become a eunuch.
人对他们没有怜悯。
And there's no mercy with man for them.
但是神对他们有怜悯。
But there's mercy with the Lord.
当神说太监不能进耶和华的会，什么意思？
And when God says the eunuch cannot enter his congregation, what does he mean?
就是这些人身体残了的不能进耶和华的会。
Is it because they are not complete that they cannot enter into his congregation?
耶和华不是在责备这些身体残了的人。
The Lord God is not looking upon their physical, that they are incomplete.
耶和华在跟自己的百姓说，我们不中间不可以有这样的情形。
And the Lord God says to his people, we cannot have this in our midst.
为什么人这么穷，非要把儿子做成太监？
It is that why would there be so much poverty in our, amongst our people that they have to sell themselves to be a eunuch?
为什么你们让你们中间的人落到这样一个失望的地步。
That why would you allow the people, your people, to fall into such a condition?
所以耶和华不是责备这些身体残了的人。
So it is not the Lord God's intention to rebuke those who are incomplete physically.
耶和华是责备自己的百姓。
But it is an admonishment upon his own people.
你们不注重孤儿，你们不注重寡妇。
Because you are not mindful of the orphans and the widows.
才会有这样的情形。
Then this would happen.
所以现在太监，你不要称自己做枯树。
So do not let the eunuch say, "I am, behold, I'm a dry tree."
我的家里人就有你的一份。
But you still have your portion in my house.
外邦人也是一样。
It is the same with the Gentiles.
外邦人，那个耶和华的五十六章啊，他说，外邦人啊，你只要外邦人只是要尊重耶和华的约。
And for the Gentiles, as long as you take hold of my covenant,
守他的安息日。
And you keep the Sabbath.
所以我在我的殿中呢。他可以进来来赞美神。
And he can come to praise me in my house.
感谢主，弟兄姊妹。
We thank the Lord, brothers and sisters.
所以这现在不是外貌的问题。
It is not an outward form.
现在是属灵实际的问题。
It is of spiritual reality.
现在是怜悯的事情。
It is a matter of mercy.
现在是公义的事情。
It is a matter of justice.
这是五十六章。
And this is chapter 56.
为什么五十六章可以这么讲呢？
Why is this words in 56?
因为他的仆人来了。
Because his servant has come.
因为五十三章里面说，这个仆人是为了我们的赎罪祭。
And in chapter 53, the servant came as our sin offering.
他背负了我们的忧伤。
And he has borne our griefs,
担当了我们的痛苦。
And he has carried our sorrows,
他流了血。
And he shed his own blood,
让我们的过犯可以被赦免。
So that our transgressions can be taken away.
他让我们流了血。
And he shed his own blood,
让我们里面的罪孽可以拿掉。
And he has removed our iniquities from us.
这么样一位他的仆人。
And it's because of God's servant.
压伤的芦苇他不折断。
And he will not break the bruised reed.
将残的灯火他不摧毁。
And he will not put out the dying wick.
太监在神的殿里面是受欢迎的。
And he welcomes the eunuch in his congregation.
外邦人在神的殿里面是欢迎受欢迎的。
And for the Gentiles and strangers, he welcomes them.
那第五十八章
，Chapter 58，
他说到两种事情。
He speaks of two conditions.
一个叫禁食。
One is fasting.
那另外一个叫安息，守安息日。
And the other is to keep the Sabbath.
他说呀，他说你不要把脸弄得。不要就是把脸弄得灰头土脸，让人看起来你那么熟练。
And so not fast in a way that you afflict yourself so others can see and think you're spiritual.
就是说到禁食。
And this has to do with fasting.
你真正心里想的。
But what is in your heart?
你真正心里想的要为那些穷苦的人想。
But if you really do this, consider those who are poor.
你有两件衣服，你要一件衣服给他们穿。
And if you have two garments of clothing, you give them one.
你看到孤儿，你看到寡妇，你要纪念他们。
And when you see the orphans and the widows, you remember them.
这个是禁食真正的意思。
And that is the true meaning of fasting.
这个是刻苦己心真实的意思。
And this is to subject yourself, to put yourself under.
那安息日呢？
And what about the Sabbath?
他没有说安息日那一天你要这样这样这样，他没有说。
And here it does not say on the Sabbath you ought to do this and this and that.
他说安息日啊，你不要做自己的，不要为了自己的喜好。
But it says you do not call the Sabbath your own delight.
你安息日啊，你不要做自己的工作。
And do not do your own ways, your own pleasure.
你安息日啊，不要按照自己的想法。
And when it is the Sabbath, it's not according to what you like.
感谢主。
And we thank the Lord.
这个时候第五十八章把安息日真正的意思说出来。
Here again, it gives us the true meaning of the Sabbath.
所以感谢主，当我们主耶稣来的时候。
And we thank the Lord when our Lord Jesus has come.
在安息日的时候，他把那个人救好。
He healed on the Sabbath.
把让人眼睛能开。
And he opened the eyes of the blind on the Sabbath.
让那个手这个 手废了的人手可以伸出来。
And even with the withered hand, stretch forth and heal.
要紧的就是安息日要想念神，不要想自己的事。
What is important on the Sabbath is consider God and not your own matters.
不要求自己的喜好。
And do not ask for your own pleasure.
不要做自己的工作。
And not your own way and your own work.
不要想自己的想法。
And not think your own thoughts.
感谢主。
And we thank the Lord.
所以这个时候
，At this time,
58章讲到了安息日真正的意思。
And chapter 58 it speaks and tells us the true meaning of the Sabbath.
讲到禁食真正的意思
and the true meaning of fasting.
这外面的事情都不重要
and it's no longer the outward form.
要紧的事情是里面属灵的实际
but it's at most important that spiritual reality within.
弟兄姊妹，我感谢主
brothers and sisters, we thank the Lord.
因为这个他的仆人来了
now because his servant has come.
第42章
first chapter 42.
第53章
chapter 53.
现在他的仆人是 very much in view.
And so,
你大家都看得见
so now his servant is very much in view. All can see.
所以他把禁食，他把安息日带到神最初的心意。
Now he brings us back fasting and the Sabbath back to the original intent of God.
所以我们感谢主。
And we thank the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们走这个 trail 这样走下来的时候
，So brothers and sisters, we continue on this trail.
那很多在以赛亚书里面的事情。在我们眼前就亮了。
There are many things when we read throughout the book of Isaiah, now it is enlightening for us.
Yeah. 所以我们现在回到我们想要看的哈，我们这个第八个站呢是那个第八个站是这位神的仆人呐、啊，要在耶路撒冷城墙上设立守望。
And the eighth picture is the watchman on the wall to set watchmen on the walls of Jerusalem.
那我们刚才读过了。
We have read this earlier.
那这一句话哈，
Now this verse.
是它里头的意思很强烈的。
Now there is a very intense, strong meaning in these words.
那他说这是神的仆人呢，就是耶稣基督啊。在那里讲话。
It is the Lord God's servant, our Lord Jesus Christ, speaking these words.
他说我在耶路撒冷的城墙上要设立守望。
And he said, I have set watchmen upon the walls of Jerusalem.
他们白天不睡，晚上也不睡。
And that they will not rest and hold their peace day nor night.
他们每一天都在祷告。
And they pray daily.
随时都在祷告。
And they pray all times.
他祷告什么呢？
What are they praying?
他不让神休息。
And they pray that God will not rest.
一直等到神做一件事。
Until God will accomplish this.
做什么事呢？
What is that?
让耶路撒冷成为可赞美。
Until God makes Jerusalem a praise in the earth.
所以我们感谢主弟兄姊妹。
We thank the Lord, brothers and sisters.
这位神的仆人。
Now this servant of God.
他心里所要的。
What he desires in his heart.
是让耶路撒冷成为可赞美。
It is so Jerusalem would be a praise.
那我们注意的话。
Now we take note.
这个是第六节第七节。
This is verses 6 and 7.
但是我们第一节读过了。
We read in verse 1.
第一节就是说这位神的仆人自己。
And this is the servant of God himself.
他呢，要不停的工作。
He himself will continue to work.
让耶路撒冷的光啊，让耶路撒冷的这那个救恩啊，可以让世人都看到。
Until the righteousness thereof go forth as brightness, and the salvation thereof as a lamp that burneth, so all can see.
所以这位神的仆人，
他要 servant of God.
他要这些守望的人做的事就是他自己做的事。
What he desires for his servants, the watchmen, to do is exactly what he himself is doing.
我实在很感谢主。
And indeed we thank the Lord.
我们常常说我们为主做什么。
And many times we say we're doing this for the Lord.
说老实话主要我们做的都是他自己要做的。
Truth be told, what he asks us to do is what the Lord himself is doing.
新约里头有一句话。
There are these words in the New Testament.
我想是在约翰福音。
I believe it's in the Gospel according to John.
约翰福音第六章。
Gospel according to John chapter 6.
第六章二十九节。
Chapter 6 verse 29.
信神所差来的就是做神的工。
Believe on him who he have sent.This is the work of God.
所以我们常常想我们是怎么样我们做什么东西才算是神的工呢
Many times we consider what is it that we do consider the work of God.
那主耶稣他是说他说信神所差来的就是做神的工。
And the Lord Jesus answered and said, Believe on him whom God has sent. This is the work of God.
那我们用这个以赛亚书六十二章这两个地方就看到神儿子基督他自己要做的
We can see this from the two passages in 62. What the servant of God, Christ Jesus, wants to do is to make Jerusalem a praise. And so he asked those who are watchmen to do exactly the same. So that to make Jerusalem a praise. Is it that the watchmen themselves doing this work?
不是,
no.
是他们祷告神,
but they are praying to God for God to do this.
所以感谢主, 这一两句话啊, 就把神的意思, 我们怎么为神工作, 神的工作是什么,
we thank the Lord. These two simple passages tell us not only the work of God, but how the work is to be carried out.
那么这个守望啊, 守望的,
now, this watchman, when they keep watch,
他没有,
here it does not give us the detail how the watchmen are to keep watch.
可是呢, 弟兄姊妹, 在这个, 在那个, 在那个, sorry, 在那个, 嗯, let me see just a second. 2nd, okay, just let me just look for it. 以西结书,
that is in the book of Ezekiel.
你知道以西结是另外一位先知,
you know Ezekiel is another prophet.
那耶和华叫以西结啊, 做守望,
now, Ezekiel, God told Ezekiel to be a watchman.
在以西结书的33章,
in Ezekiel 33.
那他要以西结怎么做守望呢?
Now, how did God tell Ezekiel to be a watchman?
那神跟以西结说,
and God said to Ezekiel,
当你的眼睛啊, 你的耳朵啊,
and so set your eyes and your ears to me.
对,
and our eyes, our ears must be toward God.
那神若是对你, 对你的城, 对这个耶路撒冷有什么, 要求,
so if God has any requirement upon you, upon the city, upon Jerusalem,
有什么矫正,
and any correction,
或者对某某, 一些弟兄姊妹有什么要矫正,
or there's any correction on any of the brethren,
你要听清楚,
now hear clearly,
你要然后回头来,
and then you look back,
把神的意思告诉他的百姓,
and then you will tell what is in God's heart to the people.
所以呢, 这个守望啊,
so to keep watch,
守望不是说眼睛盯着那个弟兄姊妹,
and so keeping watch is not your eyes on the brothers and sisters,
尤其是盯着的年轻人,
especially on the youth.
你这个不对了, 你那个不对了,
now, this is wrong, that is wrong.
对, 你今天10点钟才来聚会,
oh, you came at 10 today.
对不对? 你昨天晚上干什么了?
What are you doing last night?
啊, 那么这个, 其他的弟兄姊妹也是一样, 啊, 你这个话说的不对, 你这个, 守望者不是,
likewise to the other brethren, you said you misspoke, and so to keep watch is not our eyes on the brothers and sisters.
守望者的眼睛是盯着主的,
but the eyes of the watchman is upon the Lord.
好让主可以看清楚主对他自己的百姓有什么要求,
so that we can see clearly from the Lord what is his requirement upon his people.
那主对他自己的, 甚至于某某弟兄, 这彭弟兄他这个不, 他不好了，你要去告诉他, 你要叫他今天要怎样怎样,
even upon a specific brother, and so if the Lord tells you, oh, Brother Pong is not doing well, so you go and tell him this and that.
所以守望眼睛啊, 不是盯着弟兄姊妹, 说在那儿找错的,
so the eyes of the watchman is not fixed upon the brethren to look for the fault.
守望者的眼睛啊, 他耳朵啊, 是对着神的,
but the eyes and the ears of the watchman are upon the Lord.
主啊, 你对我们有什么意思?
Lord, what is your heart toward us?
你有什么话要说?
What is your word you want spoken?
我们有什么地方得罪你了?
And where we have sinned against you?
主啊, 请说。
Lord, please speak.
所以这个是守望者的,
and this is the responsibility of the watchman.
而且感谢主,
and we thank the Lord, what are these watchmen doing? And their greatest responsibility is to pray. And to pray that the Lord will work. Why do we ask God to work? Because it's a work that we cannot do. It is not a work that we can accomplish.
做什么事?
What work is that?
建造耶路撒冷.
It is to build Jerusalem.
建立耶路撒冷,
it is to build up Jerusalem.
To make Jerusalem, 使耶路撒冷成为在地上,
it is to make Jerusalem, to make Jerusalem a praise in the earth.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
我们在主面前诚实的话
if we're honest before God,
我们知道要使耶路撒冷成为可赞美不是你我做得到
To make Jerusalem a praise is not a work that you and I can do.
只有主自己可以做
Only the Lord himself can do this.
我们主耶稣在马太福音十六章
And our Lord Jesus on Matthew chapter 16 said,
在这磐石上我要建造我自己的教会。
It is upon this rock I will build my church.
是他的建造。
It is his building.
对不对？阴间的门不能胜过他。
And the gates of Hades shall not overpower it.
感谢主，若不是他在做，若是我们做的话。
We thank the Lord because it is his work. He is doing it. If we have done it.
那我们做的什么样子都不知道。
Now we don't know what form it will turn out.
所以感谢主，这个是主耶稣自己在做。
And we thank the Lord. It is the Lord Jesus who will do this.
那我们做什么呢？
Then what are we to do?
我们做他做的事。
We are to do what he is doing.
是不是我们眼睛要朝着他，他要我们怎么做，怎么配合他，我们做。
Must be fixed upon him, what he is to do and what he wants us to do.
那另外一点，我们看深入一点。
Now another point, if we look deeper.
这神啊，要在耶路撒冷做，使耶路撒冷成为可赞美。
That God will do this in Jerusalem to make Jerusalem a praise.
你知道，耶路撒冷从外面的人看呢，是看到墙。
Now, Jerusalem, when one looks outward, they see the walls.
那你走进去看的话，你是看到神的殿。
When you go into Jerusalem, you see the temple.
殿是什么造的呢？
What is the temple made of?
殿是活石造的。
The temple is made of living stones.
这个是彼得前书说的。
And this is spoken of in 1 Peter.
是不是？他说，主是活石，他来，我们来到他的面前，我们也变成活石。
And so the Lord, he is the chief cornerstone when we come to him as living stones.
那我们是活石，为什么呢？是要建成spiritual house
and we are as living stones to come before him to build up as a spiritual house
所以弟兄姊妹
so brothers and sisters
你我啊
you and
若是让主在我们把我们做成活石的话
if we allow for the Lord to make us as those living stones
他就要把我们做成他自己的 house 他自己的家
he will make us to build us as his house
好了那外面城墙呢
and so for the city walls
城墙啊在那个启示录的后面最后啊新耶路撒冷。
The city walls at the end of Revelation in the New Jerusalem.
新耶路撒冷里面他是这么说的。
In the New Jerusalem, this is what is spoken.
他说这个外面的城墙是用什么来量的呢
?Now, how is the outer wall measured?
是人的高度来量的。
It is measured according to the stature of man.
所以的意思就是说呢
,In other words,
说我们呢是在耶路撒冷的城墙。是他的城墙。
In other words, the man is to be that city wall of the New Jerusalem.
那这新耶路撒冷的石头是什么东西呢
？Now, what are the stones of the New Jerusalem?
新耶路撒冷的石头是碧玉。
It is jasper. The city walls are jasper.
那新耶路撒冷的根基是什么呢
？And what is the foundation of the city?
的根基是宝石。
And it is made of precious stones.
什么意思呢
？What does that all mean?
那意思就是说，神要把你把我。做成碧玉。
That means both you and me, God is to make us into like jasper.
把你把我做成宝石。
And to make you and me into precious stones.
这样的话，一个整个一个城墙都是一个一个的宝石在那。
And so upon all the entire city wall is made up of precious stones.
成为地上的赞美。
And to be the praise in the earth.
所以弟兄姊妹啊。
So brothers and sisters.
当这些守望的人跟神祷告。
When these watchmen pray to God,
说主啊，你不要休息。
Lord, do not rest.
你要让耶路撒冷在地上成为可赞美。
That you have to make Jerusalem a praise.
那今天的话怎么说呢
？In today's word, how is that spoken?
主啊，你不要休息。
Lord, do not rest.
你要工作。
You must work.
你不能够休息。
You cannot rest.
你只等到你的教会在地上成为可赞美。
Until your church is a praise in the earth.
他怎么做呢
？How is that done?
他要把你。把我做成他的活石。
That is you and me. He is to make into living stones.
好让他的家 house 可以被 built.
So that his house can be built.
他要把你把我做成碧玉。
So that you and I become jasper.
做成宝石。
To be precious stones.
好让他的城墙呢可以发光。
So that his city wall can give forth light.
所以这个是圣经里面给我们的话。
And these are the words in the Bible.
所以弟兄姊妹啊。
So brothers and sisters.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这个事情是耶稣主耶稣做的。
It is done, a work done by our Lord Jesus.
我要建造我的教会在磐石上。
I will build my church upon this rock.
那这些个他的仆人呢 向神祷告，要神继续工作。
And so his servants continue to pray to God for him to continue to work.
要不停的工作。
Ceaselessly.
一直等到耶路撒冷在地上成为一颗赞美。
Until Jerusalem is made a praise in the earth.
要神不停的工作。
In order for God to not cease.
好让你我可以被做成活石。
So that you and I are made living stones.
好让你我可以做成宝石。
So you and I are made as jasper.
好让你我可以做成碧玉。
Yeah, as precious stones.
好让他的教会在地上成为一颗赞美。
So that his church in the earth would be made a praise.
所以弟兄姊妹啊。
So brothers and sisters.
你我。
You and I.
为了要神的教会成为一颗赞美。
In order for the church of God to be made a praise.
第一要紧的事情。
The first utmost important.
让在神的手里。
We have to place ourselves in the hand of God.
让他在我们身上可以做。雕刻的工作。
And allow for him to do that carving work upon us.
什么叫做活石？
What is a living stone?
活石是主耶稣的生命在我们里面。原来是死了，现在是活了。
A living stone is the life of the Lord within us. We are dead, but now we are living.
什么叫做宝石？
What is a precious stone?
什么叫做碧玉？
What is jasper?
这些东西是高压，高，就是说所有的自然的环境。让它受压出来的。
It's a natural environment. These stones are made from high pressure.
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
就今天我们活在世上。
Today, when we're living in this world,
主耶稣说，
The Lord Jesus said,
要跟随我的，
those who follow after me,
必须否认自己。
You must deny yourself,
那背起十字架来跟随我。
Pick up your cross and come after me.
所以弟兄姊妹，
So brothers and sisters,
我们十字架不好受的。
Now the cross is not easy to bear.
但是若是我们爱主。
But if we love the Lord.
若是我们爱他的教会。
And we love his church.
若是我们愿意。若是我们愿意看到耶路撒冷成为一颗赞美。
If we desire to see Jerusalem made a praise.
那你我要为了这个缘故。把自己放在十字架上面。
You and I must be willing to place ourselves under the cross.
好让神可以在我们身上工作。
So that God can do His work upon us.
明天的我跟今天的我不一样。
So tomorrow, the eye of tomorrow will be different than the eye of today.
下个月的我和今天的我不一样。
Eye of next month will be different than eye of today.
主有在我的身上有自由，可以把我做成他。
So the Lord is at liberty to do His own work as He wills upon us to make us living stones.
所以感谢主，主的路，主的方法是那么样的聪明。
You know, we thank the Lord, His way is filled with wisdom.
十字架不好受。
It's not easy to bear the cross.
可是有一天呢、啊，当我们回头看的时候，我们要感谢主。
But one day when we look back, we thank the Lord for it.
我们曾经把我们自己放在他的十字架底下。
That we place ourselves under His cross.
我们曾经，让他的圣灵在我们的身上有自由。
That we allow for the Holy Spirit to reign freely upon us.
我们到那个时候，跟我们现在不一样了。
And on that day, we shall be different than we are today.
别人在我们身上看见了神的荣耀。
And others upon us can see the glory of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这是非常实际的事情。
Dear brothers and sisters, this is very practical.
我看多少时候，我们有的附近啊，有人把小孩放到我们中间。
And sometimes, we have others, they have their children in our midst.
他们有的时候是爸妈去忙别的事情，没有信主啊，把这小孩呢放在我们那儿。
Now these are families with the parents that they are yet to believe in the Lord and they have other business to tend to though they leave their children with us.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他们觉得在这些人的当中啊，我的孩子可以好好的长大。
Because their feeling is that my children can grow up well amongst this group of people.
那我知道一家人，他们有一次啊，就来参加我们的退休会。
Now I know of one family, one time they came to our retreat.
那参加退休会之后，慢慢慢慢的，他们就信主了。
Gradually as they come, they came to believe in the Lord.
那个弟兄后来说啊，他说我来你们中间，我觉得不一样。
Now this brother later recounted and said, when I'm in your midst, I feel it is different.
跟世界上的人不一样。
It is different than those in the world.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
我们都是尘土。
We are
dust and ashes.
We are dust and ashes.
You know,没有一点可以值得骄傲。
Now there's nothing for us to be boastful of.
但是神可以在泥土里面兴起他自己的见证。
But even from dust and ashes, God is able to raise up himself a testimony.
可以把我们 做成他的要的活石。
And he can make us into the living stones he is after.
他可以把我们做成他要的那个宝石。
And he can make us into that precious stone that he desires.
好让耶路撒冷成为在地上的赞美。
So that Jerusalem can be made a praise in the earth.
那弟兄姊妹，我们想像我们这样。怎么可能呢?
Now, brothers and sisters, when we look at ourselves, we think, how is this possible?
可是呢,神看我们不一样。
But God looks at us differently.
神看我们,他是充满了盼望。
When God looks at us, it is filled with hope and expectation.
You know, 人来到 Bay Area.
And we come into the Bay Area.
走到我们聚会的当中。
And come into our meeting.
他们心里有喜乐。
And there's joy in their hearts.
他们觉得这些人不一样。
And they feel there's something different about this group.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
这事情就根本就出现在你的眼前。
This appears right before our eyes.
就是每天都是一样。
It is the same daily.
我们感谢主。
And we thank the Lord.
这是主做的。
It is done by the Lord.
世上没有这回事。
There's none of this same thing in this world.
所以我们感谢主。
And we thank the Lord.
也让我们里头得到激励。
So we're encouraged within.
我们行我们不行不是问题。
Whether we're able or unable, that is not the issue.
我们只要让到主的手里。
But as long as we place ourselves in the Lord's hand,
让他的生命在我们里面能长大。
So that his life within us can grow.
让他的圣灵在我们里面有地位。
So that his Holy Spirit has a place in our heart.
让他的十字架在我们的身上可以工作。
So that his work of the cross is upon us.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们需要彼此鼓励。
So brothers and sisters, let us encourage one another.
让这件事情可以成为实际。
So that this will become a reality.
我们不是没有方向的人。
It is, we have direction.
常常我们说我们服侍服侍服侍。
Many times we say we serve, we serve, we serve.
服侍什么呢?
What are we serving?
这里神的仆人说。
And here the servant of God is saying,
要让耶路撒冷在地上成为可赞美。
Until Jerusalem is made a praise in the earth.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那个哦、好，我们现在再看下一个图哈。
Now we'll go to the next picture.
下个图是第九个图呢。
The ninth picture
是新酒。
It is the new wine.
那我们刚才读的这段话哈。
The passage we read earlier
是主是用这句话呢。这个主，我实在很佩服我们的主。
Now,
他一句话就把他心里的意思说出来。
I really respect, honor our God so greatly. He has simple words, but he makes his heart known to us.
给我们一个图画。
And he gives us this picture.
这有个葡萄园。
And there's this vineyard.
这个葡萄园呢，这葡萄呢都不好。
Now, in this vineyard, all the clusters are bad.
那我们记得这个以赛亚书的前面。那主曾经说过一句话。
And we recall these words in the book of Isaiah in the previous chapters.
他说我有一个葡萄园。
He says, I have a vineyard.
我是种了好的葡萄。
And I have planted many clusters.
可是到后来长出来的是野葡萄。
But they have become wild grapes.
所以主对他自己的葡萄园呢很伤心。
And this brings sorrow to his own vineyard.
然后他说我的葡萄园就是以色列，就是我的百姓。
And then he tells us that his vineyard is Israel, his people.
好了，现在来到以赛亚书的尾的结尾的地方。
So now at the very end of Isaiah,
他说呀，他说这个葡萄园的主人在葡萄园里面找不到好葡萄。
And the owner of the vineyard says, I cannot find any good grapes in my vineyard.
但是呢，他突然呢找到一串好葡萄。
But he sees a good cluster.
那这个好葡萄呢，可以拿来做新酒。
And this cluster can be made into new wine.
那么这个园主呢，就决定啊，不把所有的葡萄园采了。
So the master, the owner of the vineyard said he will not destroy them all.
要不然的话，他要把整个葡萄园都采了。
Otherwise, he will destroy the entire vineyard.
那然后呢，这个是耶和华说的哈。
And now the Lord God is the one speaking.
对，那然后呢，他说。我不是在讲葡萄。
And he said, I'm not speaking about grapes.
我在讲我的众仆人。
I'm speaking about my servants.
那因为我众仆人的关系。
And for the sake of my servants,
我就不把他们全然毁灭。
I will not destroy them all.
那这个他们是谁呢?
And who is this them?
那他们当然不是他的众仆人了。
No, these them, of course, is not speaking about his servants.
所以他是指什么呢?
Who is he pointing to?
他是指他自己的百姓。
He is speaking of his own people.
他是指的以色列。
He is speaking of Israel.
他是指的犹大。
He is speaking of Judah.
他是指的耶路撒冷。
He is speaking of Jerusalem.
他是指的我的百姓。
He is speaking of my people.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters. When I read this passage before, I said, Lord, you're very tough and cruel. You are to destroy all your own people. Later on, I understood. He is not saying he will destroy them all. What is he saying? And he is saying now, no longer can you represent me.
你们不能代表我。
No longer can you represent me.
对，我跟你们之间的约呢，我也拿，我也算了。
And I will make known my covenant with you.
我再去，我到别的地方去找。
And I will look for another.
弟兄姊妹，
So brothers and sisters,
你从哪里可以看到这个？
Where can we find this?
我们记得在启示录，
We know in Revelation，
启示录里头讲到这个，讲到那个。
And in Revelation, it speaks of the church at Ephesus.
以弗所的教会呢,
now, in the church in Ephesus, they have all the service. They have their labor. They're even able to see the false apostles.
但是主说,
but the Lord says, because you have left your first love.
你若是不回头,
if you do not return, repent,
不回头到起初的爱,
and to return to your first love,
不回到你起初所做的工作,
and to your first, do your first works,
那我要把你的灯台挪去,
I will remove your lampstand.
什么意思呢?
What does this mean?
意思你什么都好,
that means you're doing everything well,
可是你里头不对,
but within it is wrong. No longer can you represent me. I am to remove your lampstand out of its place. You cannot represent me. Dear brothers and sisters, I believe this is an illustration of this vineyard.
当耶和华神说，他说我要把你们灭了。
And when the Lord God says, I will destroy them all, but they're still living.
可是主说,
but the Lord is saying, you no longer represent me.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
不再代表他是一个很可悲的事情,
if we cannot be his representative anymore, it is very sad and pitiful.
换句话说, 若是主不认为我们是他的见证,
in other words, if the Lord does not consider us his testimony,
主人就看我们是他的教会, 但是他不认我们是他的见证,
the Lord sees us as his church, but he denies us as his testimony.
弟兄姊妹, 这是很可悲的事情。
Brothers and sisters, this is very sad and tragic.
但是这里主说,
but here the Lord says,
他说因为我的仆人的缘故,
for the sake of my servants,
我不挪开这个,
I will not remove this lampstand.
虽然光景是这样,
even though this is the condition,
但是因为这些仆人的缘故,
for the sake of these servants,
我仍旧认为他们可以代表我,
I still will hold them as my representatives.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这一面说到神心里面的痛苦,
it really tells us of the ache, the pain that is in the heart of God.
但是也说到神对他自己百姓,
but also gives us the hope he has for his people.
为什么有这个盼望呢?
Why is there still this hope?
因为有这些仆人,
because of these servants.
这个是两句话, 耶和华神说出来的,
and so these words are spoken by the Lord God.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
那个, 你知道这个, 葡萄, 什么叫做葡萄和新酒?
You know about grapes and the new wine.
在士师记第9章有个故事,
in Judges chapter 9, there is this story.
有个人叫基甸,
there is this person, Gideon.
基甸老的时候呢, 他有大概有71和72个儿子,
when Gideon was old, he had 71 or 72 sons.
那一个恶人进来了, 把他的所有的大儿子都, 所有的大的儿子都杀光,
and there was the wicked man who came and killed all of his sons.
他这个最小的儿子叫做约坦,
and so this, he had this youngest son whose name was Jotham.
他呢就跑到山上去,
and he went into the hill, into the mountain.
然后他大声说一句话,
and he said loudly these words.
Yeah, 他说什么呢?
What did he say?
他说呀, 他说这个, 有很多树在这里,
there are many trees here, he said.
那里头有一个无花果树,
there's a fig tree.
那么这些树就跟无花果树讲,
and so the tree said to the fig tree,
他说啊,我们要永立你做王,
and we want to make you king over us.
这个无花果树怎么说呢?
And what did the fig tree say?
他说,我对做王没有兴趣,
I'm not interested to be king.
他说,我不要飘飘在你们众树之上,
and I don't want to be go and promoted over the trees.
我唯一要做的,
and what I only want to do,
是, 产生果实。
And to make my good fruit.
呀，可以让人可以用。
And to not forsake my sweetness.
好了，那么这个无花果不愿意做王了，他们就来永历这个永历这个永历什么？
葡萄树。
What's the other one? 啊？橄榄，对了。
And then he says to the olive tree.
对，他们说，他们就跟橄榄树讲，他说，橄榄树，我们永立你做王。
And again he says to the olive tree, we'll make you king.
橄榄说，我对于做王没有信心。
He says, I'm not interested to be king.
我不要飘飘在其他的树之上。
I don't want to go to be promoted over the trees.
我唯一的目的是产生果实。
And this is my only purpose is to bear forth good fruit.
可以做油。
And so to be oil.
可以让人觉得舒服。
And so to give comfort to those who are in pain.
那么橄榄又不愿意做。
And so the olive doesn't want to be king.
他们就是来到这个葡萄树那里。
So then they come to the vine.
他说葡萄啊，葡萄树啊，他说我们要永立你做王。
And they said to the vine, come down and reign over us.
葡萄树说，我对做王没兴趣。
And the vine said unto them, I don't want to be king.
我不要飘飘在众树上。
I don't want to go to be promoted over the trees.
我唯一的目的。
And this is my only purpose.
是结好葡萄。
And to have good grapes.
那结了好葡萄之后可以做成新酒。
And so as good grapes, I can have new wine.
那这个新酒呢，可以让神，可以让人心中喜悦。
And this new wine is to cheer God and man.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
当然这个故事是那个小儿子说讽刺这个做王这件事。
And this, youngest son, Jotham, was to, be satirical, about being king.
Yeah. 但是呢，他给我们看见一件事。
And, but here he shows us.
就是这些树啊，这些橄榄也好，那个无花果也好，葡萄也好，他们活着的目的啊，是长果实。
These trees, whether it be the olive, the fig, their purpose is to bear forth fruit.
那么这个葡萄树啊，这个他说我要结葡萄。
And this vine says, I'm to bear forth fruit.
不但结了葡萄呢，还做成新酒。
Not only to bring forth fruit, but to be made new wine.
那做了新酒呢，可以让神，让人喜乐。
And to be made new wine, to cheer God and man.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
新酒就是这么回事。
And this is the matter concerning new wine.
所以主说，他说我在你们中间，在葡萄园中间找到了新酒。
So the Lord says, in the vineyard, I found a cluster to be new wine.
意思说找到了好葡萄。
So he has found good grape.
这些葡萄呢可以做新酒。
And this grape can be made new wine.
那这个新酒呢可以让我的心喜悦，让百姓的心喜悦。
And this wine can cheer my heart and the heart of the people.
那么弟兄姊妹，这个新酒这件事，你知道葡萄啊，葡萄怎么样变成好葡萄？
Now, brothers and sisters, how does the grape become good grape?
我们新约里面说，
It says in the New Testament,
我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。
I am the true vine, and you are the branches.
你要在我的里面，我在你们里面。
You must abide in me, and I in you.
你们就结好果实。
And you'll bring forth good fruit.
这是我们主耶稣说的。
And our Lord Jesus said this.
所以好的葡萄哪来呢？
And where does the good grape come from?
是从主耶稣的在基督里面出来。
It is from the Lord Jesus. It is in Christ.
结了葡萄之后还不够。
And after you bear forth the good grape, it's not enough.
结了葡萄之后还要做成酒。
After you are a good grape, you have to be made wine.
怎么做成酒呢？
How are you made wine?
酒呢是要经过酒榨。
Now the wine has to go through the wine press.
这个葡萄被酒一压呀，被这酒榨一压呀。
And when you go through the wine press, you are crushed.
葡萄不像葡萄。
And the grape is no longer as a form in the grape.
但是呢，葡萄变成酒。
But the grape is now made wine.
这酒可以让神，让人心中喜悦。
And wine will cheer the heart of God and man.
但是你要经过酒榨。
But you must go through the press.
什么叫酒榨呢？
What is the wine press?
圣经里面一再告诉我们，酒榨的意思就是十字架。
The Bible continues to tell us the wine press is the cross.
酒榨，经过酒榨就是走十字架的路。
And when you go through the wine press, that means you're going through the way of the cross.
好让神，好让主把我们 crush.
So that God, the Lord, will crush us.
好让我们的里面的芬芳啊，可以流露出来。
After when we're crushed, then the fragrance can flow and fill.
尼弟兄有一首诗歌。
And there is this hymn by Brother Ni.
他说，葡萄若是不投，若是你若不投葡萄入榨，就不能变成酒。
And if the grapes do not are thrown into the wine press to be crushed, they cannot be made wine.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
我们不但是要有基督的一 要接在基督的生命里面，让我们可以结好葡萄。
Not only do we abide in Christ so that we can bring forth as good grapes.
而且我们愿意经过酒榨。
But we must be also willing to go through the wine press.
愿意走十字架的路。
To be willing to go on the way of the cross.
好让主可以把我们榨成酒。
So that we are willing to have the Lord press us to be made wine.
那这个结果是怎么样呢？
Now what about this bearing fruit?
这结果呢，这个酒哈。就把神的馨香，把主耶稣的馨香带出来。
So the result of this wine is to bring forth the flow, the fragrance of Christ.
我想是哥林多后书。
I think it is in 2 Corinthians.
当使徒保罗说到他和他的一起的同工们。
When the Apostle Paul speaks of himself and his co-workers.
那在哥林多后书第二章十四节。
And in 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 14.
那我们在各处带出来因为认识基督而有的香气。
And make us manifest the fragrance of his knowledge by us in every place.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
当我们成为好葡萄。
When we are good grape.
当我们愿意被压成酒。
When we're willing to be pressed into wine.
那我们就到别就让这样让基督的馨香呢就带出来。
So that the fragrance of Christ can be flowing forth.
你不管走到哪里。
No matter where we are.
别人看见你就觉得不一样。
When others see you, they know it is different.
别人看见你，别人会闻到耶稣基督的香气。
When others see you, they will smell the aroma, the fragrance of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，你不要以为说只有少数人可以做这个事。
Brothers and sisters, not feel that there's only a small group who can do this.
弟兄姊妹，我们每个人都可以做这件事。
Brothers and sisters, we all can do this.
我们明天就可以做这件事。
We can do this tomorrow.
要让神在我们身上工作。
If we allow for God to do His work upon us.
甚至让他的十字架在我们身上工作。
And allow for His cross to do its work upon us.
我们明天就跟今天不一样。
We will be different tomorrow than today.
我们明天走到人的中间。
And tomorrow when we're in the midst of man.
人家就闻到耶稣基督的香气。
And others can smell the fragrance, the aroma of Christ.
那人家。不一定认识主的。
Now they may not know the Lord.
但是他觉得你身上不一样。
But they can see the difference in you.
你就带耶稣的香气出来。
And then you can bring forth the fragrance of Christ.
前不久有一个非洲来的弟兄到我们那边去交通。
Not too long ago, there was a brother from Africa who came into our midst to share.
他给我们说个故事。
And he shared a story with us.
他说他小的时候啊，他是一个基督教家庭长大的。
He shared that he grew up in a Christian family.
他爸妈呢？他妈妈常常带他去教会。
And his mother often brought him to church.
可他心里一点感觉都没有。
But yet he had no feeling within.
可是呢，他上学的时候。
But when he went to school.
高中啊。
And this is in high school.
他发觉前面那个人呐，前面那个同学啊，很不一样。
He discovered the classmate in front of him is quite different.
跟所有人不一样。
Quite different than the others.
跟他也不一样。
Different from himself.
一阵日子之后啊。
And then later on.
他就是问那个同学。
And he went to ask that classmate.
他说我觉得你不一样。
Hey, I feel you're different.
怎么回事啊？
What is this about?
就那个同学呢，就告诉他。是我是信耶稣的。
And this classmate told him because I believe in Jesus.
就把他耶稣介绍给他。
And introduced Jesus to him.
他这个人以前是做这个他以前他爸妈带他去教堂待了那么久，对他一点影响都没有。
Now his parents have been bringing him to church all along, but there is no impact on him whatsoever.
但是这个同学动了他的里面。
But this testimony of the classmate touched and moved him within.
他从那个时候开始呢。他就认识了耶稣。
And from that point on, he came to know Jesus.
那他 very soon he got fired up.
Very soon he was fired up.
他还带其他的他们村子里面其他的人来信耶稣。
And he would bring others to believe in Jesus.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
耶稣的馨香啊。
The fragrance of Jesus.
是你我可以带出来。
It can be brought out from us.
了不起的事情。
And it's a great thing.
这个叫做新酒。
That is the new wine.
我们感谢主。
And we thank the Lord.
那最后一个话。
And now this last picture here.
对不起，我这里再说一句，所以这个关于这个耶路撒冷可赞美，我再说一点啊。
So let me just go and speak a little bit more about this praise of Jerusalem.
我们曾经说到，在以赛亚书后面，前面是就很清楚就说到渔民哈，剩余之民。
At the very beginning, it clearly shows us the picture of the remnant.
那后来呢，我们也知道这些渔民呢就做了神的仆人。
And later on, we realize that these remnant has become the servants of God.
因为大部分人还是不 care。
Because the great majority did not care.
但是呢，你看我们这个图画，就是耶路撒冷城上做守望这个图画。
But when we get to this point, when that now there's watchmen on the walls of Jerusalem.
那这个神的仆人呢，是要这些个有回应的人，就是这些个剩余之民呢，去做守望。
So when there's a response from the people, they are the remnant that respond, and they're made watchmen.
可是这些人祷告的结果是怎么样的？
And what is the result of the prayer of these watchmen?
他们祷告的结果，他们要神工作的结果，是要每一个人在城墙上，在城墙上作为宝石，在神的家中作为活石。
Prayer, the result of the prayer is for everyone, all the people to be on the city wall and to be precious stones in the temple of God.
所以这些守望的人啊,
so these watchmen,
不是为自己守望,
they do not keep watch for themselves.
他们守望的结果啊, 是要让神啊, 让所有的弟兄, 所有的姊妹都成活石。
The result of their keeping watch is in order for all the people, all the brothers and sisters to become living stones.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
不管是这些渔民也好,
whether is it the remnant,
不管是所谓的得胜者也好,
or the overcomer,
他们的目的不是他们自己,
their purpose is not their own.
他们的目的是耶路撒冷成为可赞美,
their purpose is in order for Jerusalem to be made a praise.
他们的目的是教会里所有弟兄姊妹都成为活石。
Their purpose is that all the brothers and sisters in the church become living stones.
那我们刚刚看到这个新酒的这个故事。
So now when we see this story of the new wine.
那新酒神说啊，因为这些仆人的缘故啊，我不把他们全部毁灭。
And the Lord says, for the sake of my servants, I will not destroy them all.
或许说，我因为这些仆人的缘故，我对我的教会仍旧有盼望。
And for the sake of these servants, in other words, I still have hope for my church.
那我因为我的仆人的缘故，我对我的这些所有的儿女，我仍旧盼望他们可以被恢复。
For the sake of my servants, or all my children, I still have hope they will be revived.
但我想懂了这件事的时候。
And when I consider and I understood about this.
我实在很感谢主。
Indeed, I thank the Lord.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为这些个众仆人啊。
Because of these servants.
他们活着不是为自己。
They live not for their own.
他们活着有一个更高的目的。
But they have a higher purpose for their living.
更高的目的就是所有的弟兄姊妹。
And this higher purpose is for all the brothers and sisters.
所有的教会里面弟兄姊妹
and all the brothers and sisters in the church
可以从一个软弱的光景里面起来
from the weak condition to be raised up
因为神对他们仍旧有盼望
because God still has hope for them
神没有丢弃他的盼望
and God did not forsake his hope
为什么没有丢弃他的盼望
why did he not forsake his hope
就是因为这些我的仆人们
it is because of the sakes of his servants
所以弟兄姊妹
so brothers and sisters
剩余之民
the remnant
得胜者
the overcomer
神的仆人
the servant
所有这些人
all these people
你先回头想想你从远处看他们不是为自己活的
when we reflect and we look from afar they do not live for their own sake
他们活着有一个更高的目的
as they live it is for a higher purpose
这个更高的目的是跟神所要的有关系
and this higher purpose has to deal with what God is after
他活得更高的目的是让神所有的百姓能够活起来。
This higher purpose is in order for all the people of God to be made alive.
回到神自己的心意。
And to return back to the heart of God.
知道那条路在哪里。
And where is that way?
可以走在那条路上。
And you can go on it.
好让最后耶路撒冷在地上可以成为可赞美。
At the end of that, it is so that Jerusalem will be made a praise.
好让神的百姓、神的教会在地上成为可赞美。
So that the people of God, the church of God, can be made a praise in the earth.
所以我实在很感谢主。
And indeed, I thank the Lord.
这些个众仆人不知不觉给带到一个更高的目的里。
These servants unknowingly now has been brought to a higher purpose.
那么最后的一个图画呢
？So this last picture.
最后一个图画是神安息的地方。
This last picture is a place of God's rest.
那这里。这里神说啊，这天是我所，我这我，他是说， 我看他是说天是我的座位。Is that right?
Yes.
天是我的座位。
Thus saith the Lord, the heaven is my throne.
地是我的脚凳。
And the earth is my footstool.
然后他说哪里我可以找到我安息的地方。
And he asked, where is the place of my rest?
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
意思是说神说从天上找到地下。
In other words, from heaven to earth as he is looking.
我找不到一个地方我的心可以安息。
He did not find a place of rest for his heart.
然后他说。
And then he says.
他说你们要为我造何等的殿宇。
Now what is this house that you will build for me?
这些我都不会有安息的。
I will not find rest in this.
我只有在一个地方可以找到安息。
But there's only one place I can find rest.
这个地方就是这个人的心里。
And this place is in the heart of man.
这个人是怎样的人？
And how is such a man?
他是忧伤。
He is contrite.
他是痛悔。
And he is poor.
他是虚心。
And he is humble.
他是尊重我的话。
And he honors my word.
他因我的话而战惊。
And he trembleth at my word.
在这样的人心里。
And in the heart of such a one.
我找到了安息。
I can find rest.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你你想想看啊。
If we consider this,
这个天地是他造的。
He created heaven and earth.
人也是他造的。
He created man.
到头来找不到一个地方可以安息。
At the end, at last, he could not find a place for his rest.
怎么回事？
What is this about?
是不是？
Right?
人的心都走了。
All the man's hearts have departed.
就像第一章说的一样。
Just as chapter 1 says,
我养育我的儿女。
I have raised up children.
他们都背叛了我。
And they have rebelled against me.
他说这个以色列不认识我。
And Israel does not know me.
我的名不留意。
My people does not consider.
你虽然给他造了那么大一个殿。
And even though they created such a big temple for him.
他根本找不到安息。
He cannot find rest.
他要的不是这些。
Because that's not what he's after.
他要的是有这个谦卑后悔的人。
He is after one with a poor and contrite heart.
他们听到我的话战惊。
And when they tremble at my word.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
神是只有在这样的人里面找到安息。
Only upon such an individual can God find rest.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
若是我们真正是在乎他。
If we do consider him.
我们真正看到了他的心意。
And we do see his heart's desire.
那我们真正能够认同他的心意。
And we can identify with his desire.
我们能够觉得他的目的是好。
And we can agree that his purpose is good.
那我们自己可以把我们自己的别的东西丢掉。
And we can forsake all the rest.
把我们的 self 放下。
And even put down ourselves.
把我们的肉体放下。
And lay down the flesh.
把我们的雄心放下。
And our ambitions, put them aside.
我们觉得主所要的是最好。
And we will say what the Lord desires is the best.
那我们把我们的过去啊，我们在主面前我们对不起他的地方我们放在他面前。
And all that we have sinned against him, all of our past we lay before him.
我们神有广大的心。
Our Lord's heart is so broad.
他心里好高兴我们回到他面前。
He will be so joyful that we return to him.
那同时他所说的话我们在乎。
At the same time, we will regard his word.
他所说的话我们战惊。
And we will tremble at his word.
我们不认为平常。
And we will not consider his word common.
我们觉得在我们里面要紧。
And it is of heavy importance in our heart.
感谢主。
And we thank the Lord.
神就在我们里头找到安息。
Then God will be able to find rest in our heart.
一个算一个。
Each one individually.
就感谢主。若是我们大家的心都是在神面前是这样的光景。
And we thank the Lord if all of our hearts are in such a condition before him.
那神就在我们中间找到安息。
And then God is able to find a place for his own rest in our midst.
你知道在新约里头有一个同样的一个图画。
Now in the New Testament there is the similar picture.
我们主耶稣说啊。
And our Lord Jesus said.
他说狐狸有洞。
Foxes have holes.
飞鸟有巢。
And the birds have nests.
那人子没有可以枕头的地方。
But the Son of Man.
这弟兄姊妹，我以前读这一段的时候， 我觉得可能是我们主太忙了。
So brothers and sisters, before when I read this, perhaps I thought maybe our Lord is just so busy.
3.5年他做好多事。
In 3.5 years, he did so much.
可是后来我越来越知道。
But later, more and more I discovered.
不是在外面的事情。
It is not a matter of external.
谁懂得他的心呢？
Who understands his heart?
谁知道他要来干什么呢？
Who would know what he's after?
谁知道他怎么看我们呢？
And who knows how he views us?
谁知道他心里有多少迫切呢？
And how anxious is his heart?
找不到。
He cannot find one.
所以他没有地方可以枕他的头。
So there's no place to lay his head.
但是弟兄姊妹，
But brothers and sisters,
我们今天若是知道他心在哪里，
If we know where his heart lies,
若是我们真正爱我们的主，
If we truly love our Lord,
那我们把我们愿意认同他的想法，
and we identify with his heart,
认同他的目的，
and identify with his purpose.
感谢主，那这样的话，感谢主，他就不必再像那个连狐狸和那个都不如了。
And we no longer would we be as the fox.
对，他连狐狸和飞鸟都不如。
And he would not be considered as even worse than the fox and the birds with a place.
他可以在你在我里面找到他的安息。
Because within you, within me, he can find a place of rest, brothers and sisters.
这个是我们最好的服事。
And that would be our best service unto him.
让我们的主在我们的里面找到安息。
So that he can find rest in us.
弟兄姊妹，我们还有一点时间，我想跟弟兄姊妹啊举个例子。
I do have a bit of time, so I will give you an example.
Okay. 那个弥迦书曾经有一句话。
So in the book of Micah, there are these words.
说到这一些剩余之民。
Speaks about these remnant.
就弥迦书五章第七节。
And in Micah chapter 5 verse 7,
他说这些雅各剩余之民啊，
the remnant of Jacob,
在外邦，
in the Gentile land,
他们要像耶和华的甘露，
they are as a dew from the Lord,
他们要像林中的狮子，
they are as a lion in the forest.
弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
当我看懂这句话，我好喜欢这句话。
When I came to understand this passage, I delight in it.
因为这些渔民呢，都不是在自己的国家里。
Because now these remnant are no longer in their own home.
他们被赶到那个巴比伦。
They have been cast out to Babylon.
后来他从巴比伦变了波斯以后。
And after Babylon became Persia.
他们在那边还是 captive.还是被掳的。
They are still as captive in exile land.
他们在外国一点自由都没有。
And in the land of the Gentiles, they have no freedom.
别人要杀他，一下就把他们杀了。
If they are to be slain, they can be slain at a moment.
但是他说呢，弥迦说呢，他说这些人在外邦啊，他们是耶和华的甘露。
But Micah says, this remnant of Jacob shall be as a dew from the Lord.
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
什么意思就是这个世界啊，这个外面的世界啊，没有神。
In other words, in the Gentile land, there is no God.
没有真神。
There is no true God.
没有甘露。
There is no dew.
是个荒凉的地方。
It is a place of desolation.
但是这些人到了外邦。
But when this remnant is in the Gentile land,
把耶和华的甘露带下来。
It is as of the dew from the Lord.
什么叫做林中的狮子？
What is the lion amongst the forest?
这些人来到外邦。
Now these people are in the Gentile land.
那外邦的人要逼他。Change 他们的这个生活。
And the Gentiles want to change their way of living.
但是他们不肯。
But they're unwilling.
他们守在他们自己的那个神的面前。
And they hold fast before their God.
没有人可以动他们。
And no one can move them.
他们外面是非常软弱。
Externally, they seem very weak.
什么自由都没有。
They have no freedom.
但是他们里面非常刚强。
But within, it is strong.
主是我们的主。
The Lord is our Lord.
神是唯一的神。
God is the only God.
这是这个弥迦书五章七节的那个 force 的那个力量。
And this is the force that's in Micah chapter 5 verses 7 and 8.
那这个就你看但以理是这样。
And when we see Daniel, he is the same.
你看以斯拉，你看这个尼希米，你看以斯帖，都是这样。
When we see Ezra, Nehemiah, and Esther, they are the same.
他们在外邦根本没有自由。
Yeah, in the Gentile land, they have no freedom.
别人要杀他，一下就杀了。
If others want to kill them, they can be slain at a moment.
但是呢，他们在外邦 成为耶和华的甘露。
But in the Gentile land, they are as dew from the Lord.
这些君王看到他们呢。
And when the kings see them,
这巴不得自己的百姓像他们一样。
The kings want their people to be as the remnant.
但这个君王的臣子看到他们呢，一脸的嫉妒。
And if the officials of the king look at these individuals, they only envy.
找机会要把他们杀了。
And want to find a way to kill them.
但是君王看到他们呢，把他们当宝贝。
But when the king see them, it is as treasure to the king.
所以他们是在外邦中间是林中的狮子。
And they are as a lion in the forest.
也是耶和华的甘露。
And also the dew from the Lord.
在一个没有真神的地方。
In a place where there is no true God.
他们带来真神的怜悯。
But they will bring forth the mercy of the true God.
他们带来真神的公义。
And they bring forth the justice of the true God.
他们带来真神的荣耀。
And they bring forth the glory of the true God.
人知道。
And man knows.
我就给大家举这个但以理的例子。
So we look at the example of Daniel.
但以理的例子啊，咱们在主日学都念过。
Now we are all familiar with this from Sunday school.
我们知道这个但以理啊，他是在年轻的时候，尼布甲尼撒把那个耶路撒冷这攻破了。
And we know when Daniel was a young man, Nebuchadnezzar besieged Jerusalem and routed Jerusalem.
尼布甲尼撒非常聪明。
And now Nebuchadnezzar was very wise.
他呢要把这些犹大的那个贵胄，就是说有 学了学问的这些人呢，年轻人呢，要带去巴比伦。
So his plan was to bring all the princes, all the nobles, those who are well educated, these young people to Babylon.
带去巴比伦做什么呢？
Why did he bring all of these to Babylon?
就要让他们有一天变成巴比伦人。
So that one day these people can become Babylonians.
然后变成巴比伦人之后呢，可以在那个宫中再服侍他。
And then when they become Babylonians, they can serve him in the palace.
所以尼布甲尼撒非常非常聪明。
So Nebuchadnezzar was extremely wise.
好了，我们都知道这个但以理和他的三个朋友呢，就带到那个巴比伦的宫中去了。
And we know the story. Daniel and his three friends, they were brought into the palace.
所以第一件事啊，
the first thing,
这个巴比伦王喜欢他们吗？
The Babylonian king delighted in them.
是要给他们这个王的酒膳，就是酒和 food，
and wanted
吃的东西。
To feed them with the king's food, the king's choice food and wine.
当然，国王有的目的呢，就是让他们慢慢的变成巴比伦人。
Of course, the purpose of the king was to gradually assimilate them into being a Babylonian.
他们那个时候呢，只不过是 teenager.
Now at that time, they were but teenager.
对，可是他们心里很清楚。
But in their heart, they were very clear.
所以但以理就和他的三个朋友心里有一个决定。
And so Daniel and his three friends purposed in their heart.
所以我们不能被变成巴比伦人。
We cannot be defiled into Babylonians.
我们是属于我们的神的。
We belong to our God.
所以呢，他们就跟管他们的那个太监长讲。
And so they said to the eunuch in charge of them.
他说这个东西我们不要吃。
Now we don't want to eat of this food.
那个太监长说不行，你们非吃不可。
Of course, the eunuch said, no, you must eat this food.
你们不吃的话，你们越来越瘦。
And then if your countenance looks pale.
你瘦的话，我们国王看了，国王要杀我。
And when the king sees this and he's not happy, he will kill me.
所以但以理和朋友说这样，你试我们十天。
So Daniel and his friend said, okay, test us for 10 days.
十天。我不吃你送来的这个饭。
And for 10 days we will not eat of the food that you give us.
我们只吃白菜和水。
And just water and vegetables.
十天以后啊。
And after 10 days.
这个圣经讲的哈，圣经讲他们每个人呢都比四周围的人还胖。
And then the scriptures tell us they look even better than those who are eating of the king's food.
当然是我们今天说胖不是好事了。
Now of course, then when they say they were, and the Chinese translation like they were more, chubby, healthy, than the others, but today being fat and chubby is not good.
可那时候是好的。
But at that time it was good.
所以那个就跟那个太监长说，看了没有，十天了，我们好好的。
And so they said to the eunuch, it's been 10 days, see how we fare.
他说我们继续这样下去。
And so we continue, this way.
那个太监长就让他们继续下去。
And so the eunuch allowed for them to continue on this way.
弟兄姊妹什么意思？
Brothers and sisters, what does this mean?
你记得那个驴吗？
Do you remember that donkey?
这个驴啊，只去 主人的草。
The donkey knows its master's crib.
主人这个驴不去别人的草。
The donkey did not go to another person's crib for food.
所以是但以理和他的三个朋友。
And so Daniel and his three friends
只去他们主人的草。
Only eats the grass of his master.
不吃这个别人的东西。
And would not eat partake of the food of the other.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，不是小事。
Brothers and sisters, this is not a small thing.
他们做这个事情不容易的。
It is not easy for them to do this.
但是他们的主人是天上的神。
Because their master is the God of heaven.
吃白菜吃水，照样长白白胖胖。
Vegetable and water, they continue to be fatter and fairer than the others.
然后下面一个事情来了。
And then it continues on.
尼布甲尼撒做了一个梦。
Nebuchadnezzar had this dream.
他做了个梦之后啊。吓坏了。
And this dream frightened him greatly.
可是呢醒了之后把梦忘了。
He woke up, he forgot his dream.
就他把他 国中所有的这个聪明的人找来。
So he asked for all the wise men to come before him.
就这个时候这个但以理他们也已经被训练了 也被这些人认为是聪明人。
And so now, Daniel and his friends, they've been trained, now they also consider one of the wise, and so they came.
所以尼布甲尼撒说你们都是聪明人。
And Nebuchadnezzar said, you're all wise.
我做了一个梦。
I had a dream.
吓坏了。
I've been frightened by it.
可是我梦忘了。
I forgot the dream.
是你们要告诉我我做的什么梦。
Now you have to tell me what is the dream I dreamt.
你还要告诉我梦什么意思。
And you have to tell me what that dream means.
那这些聪明人跟他讲。
And the wise people said to him.
说王啊是不可能的。
Now king, this is impossible.
只有天上的神知道你的梦什么。
Only the God will know what your dream is.
我们不可能知道。
There's no way for man to know.
尼布甲尼撒说。
And so Nebuchadnezzar said.
你们这些人不诚实。
And you are not honest with me.
你们若是不好好的把这个梦给我找出来的话。
Now if you don't tell me this dream.
把你们都杀了。
I will kill all of you.
好了，那天那个太监长就去跟这个但以理说了。
So then the eunuch went to tell Daniel.
那但以理他们也有责任呢。
They also have this responsibility.
因为他们现在也是聪明人了。
Because now they're also one who is wise.
好了，所以但以理啊和他的三个朋友啊，他们怎么办呢
？Now Daniel and his friends, what would they do?
他们晚上啊就到自己的地方去，好好的向神祷告。
And at night they went back to their place and they sought God in prayer.
这个迫切的祷告。
And they prayed anxiously.
那天晚上。
On that night.
这个天上的神呢、啊、就告诉但以理这王做的什么梦。
And at that night, the Lord revealed the secret to Daniel and gave him the dream that Nebuchadnezzar dreamt.
这个而且说这个梦什么意思。
And also interpreted the dream to him.
好了第二天。
So the next day.
就去找那个太监长说我知道了。
And so,The next day, Daniel went to find the prince of the eunuch and said, I know.
你带我去见王。
You can bring me to see the king.
他就愿王万岁。
He said that, long live the king.
他说我知道你的梦什么。
I know, what your dream is.
他说你是梦啊，你是梦见一个大象。
And you have dreamt of this great statue.
是金的头。
And it's a golden head.
银的胸。
And it's a silver breast.
铜的肚子。
And it is a bronze belly.
那底下呢是半一个脚上一半铁一半泥。
And then the feet is half iron and half clay.
这是你看的梦哈。
And now this is your dream.
然后啊天外一个石头掉下来。
And then there was a stone not made with hands.
这个石头不是人手切的。
And this stone is not made by hands.
下来把那个像全砸了。
And then came from above as a great mountain and then crushed the statue.
这个天外来的石头长大像一个大山。
Became a great mountain and filled the whole earth.
尼布甲尼撒吓坏了。
And Nebuchadnezzar was shocked.
他说这正是我梦的。
This is exactly my dream.
什么意思？
What does this mean?
他说啊，金头就是你。
Now, this is the interpretation. The golden head is you.
你是这世界的大王啊。
And you are the great king of this world.
可是啊。
But,
有一天你死了。
But one day when you die.
你的国就没了。
Your kingdom will come to an end.
下一个国来。
And the next kingdom will rise.
那个国来的时候不久那个国也没了。
And soon after that kingdom, another kingdom.
下一个国来。
And the next kingdom.
直到有一天。
Until one day.
从天外来的那个石头。
Until that, stone from heaven.
把你们全部砸碎。
Will smite all the image.
然后那个石头。
And that stone.
是变成天下的国。
Will become a great mountain and fill the earth.
对。所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
尼布甲尼撒一听啊。
And when Nebuchadnezzar heard this.
服了。
He submitted.
他就我忘了圣经怎么讲，不知道他有没有下拜，我就不知道了哈。
Now he fell upon his face and worship.
不过呢，这个尼布甲尼撒真是一面吓坏了，一面说：“你说的都对啊。”
And he was shocked that that was the dream and that was the interpretation.
所以尼布甲尼撒呢就下令全国。
And so Nebuchadnezzar gave this decree.
要全国人尊重这个你尊重这个但以理和他的朋友。
And this is the decree that all the nation will honor Daniel and his God.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
什么意思
?What does this mean?
就当他们有为难的时候、so、when, 他们跑去那个向神祷告。
That was when Daniel and his friends was perplexed, they went to seek after God in prayer.
这就像那个牛一样。
That is just like the ox.
牛认识主人。
The ox knows its master.
驴认识主人的草。
And the donkey his master's crib.
对于他现在是牛了。
Now it's an ox.
牛认识主人。
The ox knows its owner.
牛不会到别的地方去问的。
The ox will not go to someone else to ask.
牛只能到他自己主人那里去问的。
The ox will go to its own owner to ask.
感谢主。
And we thank the Lord.
这个主是王。
And this Lord is king.
这个主是神。
And this Lord is God.
这个主知道尼布甲尼撒里头做了什么梦。
And this master knows what is the dream of Nebuchadnezzar.
感谢主。
And we thank the Lord.
因为看到但以理。
And we can see Daniel.
就像那个牛，就像那个驴，就像那个牛。
It is just like the ox and the donkey.
但是在外邦人的面前。
But amongst the Gentiles.
他们像狮子一样。
They are like a lion.
这个尼布甲尼撒服了他了。
And Nebuchadnezzar submitted.
后来当然还有别的事。
Of course, later on, there's other stories.
别人看了心里不高兴。
And when others, they saw and they were not pleased.
就想办法要把他们杀了。
And they wanted to find a way to kill them.
当然我们知道后来这个三个朋友啊要丢到火坑里面。
We know the story of the three friends in the fiery furnace.
你若是上过那个主日学，你就知道。
And you've gone to Sunday school, so you know the story.
这个故事我们不说了。
We won't get into that story.
好了，尼布甲尼撒这个他们这个巴比伦国后来被波斯代替。
Now later on, after Babylon was destroyed and Persia was in place of power.
那波斯代替之后呢？这波斯有个王，名字叫做大力乌。
And when Persia was ruling, there was King Darius.
这大力乌呢，很喜欢但以理。
Now King Darius really delighted in Daniel.
然后呢，他大力乌四周围的那个臣子呢，就很嫉妒但以理。
And all the official servants of Darius was very envious of Daniel.
那他这个故事来龙去脉我就不细说了，你们。上过主日学都知道。
Now, I won't get into the details. You've all been to Sunday school, so you know the story.
然后啊，这戴伊里就丢到火坑里面，就丢到狮子坑里头去。
At the end, Daniel was thrown into the lion's den.
这个大力乌王啊，心里好后悔。
And this heart of the King Darius, he regretted.
说话说错了，这戴伊里就跑到那个狮子坑里去了。
Because he gave the wrong decree, and because of that, Daniel was thrown into the lion's den.
那个晚上他睡不着觉。
So he could not sleep that night.
第二天早上马上跑去。
And the next morning, he immediately ran to the den.
戴伊里还活着吗？
And said, Daniel, are you still alive?
那戴伊说，愿王万岁。
He said, long live the king.
我还活着。
I'm still alive.
感谢主。
And we thank the Lord.
后来呢，戴伊就起来。
And later on, Daniel rose.
那你不讲，这不是这个大力乌呢，把其他人都丢到坑里。
And later on, then Darius threw the others into the lion's den.
弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
剩雅各的余民
，the remnant of Jacob,
在外邦中间
，amongst the Gentiles,
是耶和华的甘露
，as the dew from the Lord,
是林中的狮子
，and lion in the forest.
他们的心里
，in their heart,
从来没有忘记耶和华。
They did not forget the Lord God.
虽然在外邦。
Even though they're in exile land,
心里面的神是耶和华。
In their heart, it is the Lord God who is God.
同时呢，你看尼布甲尼撒和大力乌都好喜欢但以理。
At the same time, we see how Nebuchadnezzar and Darius delighted in Daniel.
他们自己的四周都是偶像。
Now, all around them are idols.
这些人都是拜偶像的。
And they are all idol worshippers.
这些人说话也不诚实。
And they are dishonest.
弄了这些魔术呢，一点用都没有。
And all the sorcery are useless.
烦透了。
And it is very troublesome.
所以，就不管尼布甲尼撒也好，这但以理，还有或者是大力乌也好。
Whether it is Nebuchadnezzar or Darius.
烦透了。
And they are just troubled.
所以当他们看到但以理的时候。
They're troubled by their surroundings, but when they see Daniel.
巴不得他所有的臣子都像但以理。
How they wished all of their officials were like Daniel.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
但以理在外邦中间是神美好的见证。
Daniel amongst the Gentiles was a beautiful testimony for God.
但是但以理从来没有忘记耶路撒冷。
Daniel never forgot Jerusalem.
每一天啊，三次啊， 窗子打开，对着耶路撒冷祷告。
Each day he will have his windows open toward Jerusalem and pray three times a day.
从来没有忘记。
He has never forgotten.
有一天他发觉。
And one day he discovered.
70年到了。
70 years has come.
那我们已经被掳70年了。
And we have been in captivity for 70 years.
那看到。
And he sees.
从这个耶利米书看到。
And he saw, found from the book of Jeremiah.
神要把他们，因为他们的这个罪。神要把他们赶到外邦。
They were to be kicked in captive for the Gentile land.
70年以后带他们回来。
And after 70 years in captivity, they were to return.
当但以理知道算算日子是这一天，是这一年的时候。
And when Daniel found and saw this is the year.
他没有说啊，打包行李。
He did not say, well, let's pack up.
买飞机票。
And let me buy the ticket.
回耶路撒冷。
And let me go back to Jerusalem.
他干什么呢？
What did he do?
他想啊。
He thought.
他说我们得罪我们的神太久了。
He said, we have sinned against our God.
那么多年。
For so many years.
我们从来没有来到神的面前跟他说对不起。
And we have not come back to our God and repented and confessed our sins before him.
他说，所以他说回去以前，我们回去以前，我要来到我的神面前跟他说对不起。
And so he says, before we return, I must make confession, my confession to my Lord God.
这个是但以理九章。
And this is Daniel chapter 9.
他把披麻蒙灰啊。
And so he fasted and put on sackcloth and ashes.
他来到神面前。
And he prayed unto the Lord.
他说神啊，我们得罪了你。
He said, my God, and he made his confession, we have sinned against you.
我们的祖宗，我们的祖先，我们的官长，我们都得罪了你。
We have sinned and have committed iniquity, our parents, the prophets, our servants.
我们自己也得罪了你。
And we have sinned against you, the kings and the prince.
这许多年来。
For so many years.
你一直差遣你的先知来警告我们。
And you have sent your servants and your prophets to warn us.
我们都没有听。
And we have not hearkened.
你对我们是这么样的慈爱。
And this is your mercy and compassion toward us.
你对我们这样的怜悯。
And this is your mercy toward us.
我们都没有在意。
And we did not regard.
我们知道你以前曾经说过。
And we know you have spoken.
我们若是好好遵行你的道。
If we kept your will.
你要让我们昌盛。
And you will prosper us.
若是我们离开你的道，
If we rebelled against you,
你要把我们放逐到天涯海角，
and you will have us scattered throughout all the land,
我们知道，
and we know,
但是我们没有听你的话，
but we have not hearkened.
所以果然你把我们打散到天涯，
and you did scatter us throughout.
但是主啊，
but Lord,
你知道这个耶路撒冷是你的。
You know Jerusalem is yours.
这个百姓是你的。
And it is your people.
这个山是你的。
And this mountain belongs to you.
求你按照你自己的大义。
And according to your righteousness, your justice.
对。让你的怒气离开耶路撒冷。
And so that your wrath can depart from Jerusalem.
让你的百姓和你的城和你的山再一次可以成为你的荣耀。
So that your people, your city Jerusalem, your mountain, your holy mountain can become yours again.
让你的圣所再一次有光。
And so once again your house can give forth light.
这是他的祷告。
And this is his prayer.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
但以理哪有那么大的把握？
How can Daniel have such assurance?
有那么大的胆量。
And such courage.
说主啊，求你把你的怒气离开耶路撒冷。
That Lord, that your wrath will depart from Jerusalem.
他哪有那么大胆量？
And how can he have such courage?
他说，主啊，这是你的大义。
He says, Lord, this is your great righteousness.
耶路撒冷是你的。
And this is Jerusalem belongs to you.
百姓是你的。
And the people is yours.
山是你的。
The holy mountain is yours.
我们那么多年得罪了你。
And we have sinned against you for so many years.
主啊，求你把我们带回来。
And that you will bring us back.
好让我们再一次可以为你的荣耀而活。
So that we can live once again for your glory.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
在我们刚刚读了以赛亚书第六十章。
Now we read earlier Isaiah chapter 60.
那个 那个主说啊，
and the Lord said,
就是耶路撒冷现在是被丢弃的。
Now Jerusalem is now forsaken.
可是我要使耶路撒冷成为永远的荣华。
But I will make Jerusalem an eternal excellency.
历代的喜乐。
And a joy for generations.
什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
就是神有一个心意。
Because God has this heart.
神的心意是要让耶路撒冷现在的光景虽然是被
So even the condition of Jerusalem now is desolate.
但是我要让耶路撒冷成为永远的荣华。
His desire is for Jerusalem to become an eternal excellency.
历代的喜乐。
A joy unto many generations.
不但是你们这一代的喜乐。
Not only this generation.
而且你儿子女儿那一代的喜乐。
But your next generation.
不但是你儿子女儿这一代的喜乐。
Not your next generation.
的喜乐。
But also the following generation.
这个是耶和华说。
And this is spoken of the Lord God. And what his heart desire is. So Daniel said,
主你记得吗?
Lord, do you remember?
你的名是应该为你的荣耀而活的。
And your people are to live for your glory.
你的城应该是永远的荣华，累代的喜乐。
And your city ought to be an eternal excellency and a joy through many generations.
所以主啊，我让我们回去，让你的城重新被恢复，让你的殿重新被恢复，这是理所当然的。
So Lord, let us return so your city can be rebuilt and your temple can shine once again. This is reasonable.
是你的权利。
It is your right.
是你该得的。
It is you're worthy to receive this.
所以主啊，求你带我们回去。
So Lord, bring us back.
给我们再一次机会。
So once again, give us this opportunity.
好让我们可以为你的荣耀而活。
So that we can live for your glory.
所以这个是但以理在神面前的祷告。
And this is the prayer of Daniel before God.
是的。Full of power.
It is full of power.
所以主啊，你带我们回去。
So Lord, bring us back.
并不是因为我们可怜。
Not because we're sad and pitiful.
对，我们是可怜。
Yes, we are.
但是我们回去不是因为我们可怜。
But we are returning not because of our own sake.
我们回去是因为你要的。
It is because it is your desire.
你要耶路撒冷成为可赞美。
And you desire to make Jerusalem a praise.
你要你的名成为你的荣耀。
And you want your people to be your glory.
你要你这个山。明光照耀。
And you want your holy mountain to shine forth as a bright light.
这是你的旨意。
And it's your will.
所以主，求你带我们回去。
So Lord, bring us back.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
这个是但以理的。
This is Daniel's prayer.
你若是看后来，你若是看这个以斯拉的祷告。
If we see later on the prayer of Ezra.
你再看这个尼希米的祷告。
And we see the prayer of Nehemiah.
没有那么样的详细。
It's not as detailed.
可是意思是差不多。
But it's the same heart.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
因为我们知道尼希米的时候，他们回去了。
We know in the day of Nehemiah they return.
对不起，尼希米的时候，这个他们把那个耶路撒冷城墙又建好了。
During the days of Nehemiah they built the city wall.
有一个很有意思的事。
One very meaningful thing.
建好了以后啊。
After the city wall was built.
他们聚在那个圣殿的面前。
When they was gathered before the temple.
他们说，他们要这个利未人来把要让这个以斯拉来读这个圣书。
They wanted Ezra to read from the books.
还要这个利未人来解释这个圣书。
And for the Levites to explain these laws.
解释完了之后。
After they finished this.
这些人都哭了。
They wept.
不哭什么呢?
Why are they weeping?
没说。
They did not tell us.
但是尼希米讲。
But Nehemiah says.
他说今天呢是圣日。
And today is a holy day.
让我们别哭。
Let us not cry.
他说，耶和华的喜乐是我们的力量。
Is he says the joy of the Lord is our strength.
那我们中文说是，因为耶和华所得的喜乐，其实不是，因为这个原来意思就是耶和华他的喜乐。
In the Chinese translation is a little different, but the original meaning as the English translated, the joy of the Lord, His joy is our strength.
所以到底他们哭什么?
Why are they weeping?
我想,
I think,
你知道吗?这些年日过来,
all these days,
他们都知道但以理祷告什么。
They know what Daniel's prayer is.
他们也知道以斯拉祷告什么。
They know the prayer of Ezra.
他们也知道尼希米祷告什么。
They know the prayer of Nehemiah.
里头都是说。
It all contains.
主啊，我们得罪了你。
Lord, we have sinned against you.
但是主啊，你要带我们回来。
But Lord, you will bring us back.
你要带我们回来，再为你的荣耀而活。
And you will bring us back to live once again for your glory.
听了不懂。
We hear, we don't understand.
他们听了不懂。
They heard it, they did not understand.
但是城墙盖好了。
But now the city wall is built.
该做的事做完了。
They've done all they ought to do.
圣书读给我们听了。
And they have read from the scriptures, from the law.
另外人解释给我们听了。
And the Levites explained it.
我们现在懂了。
Now we understand.
我们懂为什么那么多年，一百多年，神把我们带到外邦。
We understand for over 100 years now God has cast us out into the exile land.
为什么他在我们把我们带回来
？And now once again He has brought us back.
现在但以理的祷告。
Now the prayer of Daniel.
那这个尼希米的祷告。
The prayer of Nehemiah.
也成为了这些。百姓的祷告
also become the prayer of the people.
他们心里觉得伤痛
and they have sorrow in their heart.
主啊，我们得罪了你。
Lord, we have sinned against you.
主啊，我们历历代代得罪了你。
And Lord, we have sinned against you for generations.
但是你的怜悯，你的慈爱没有离开我。
But your love and your mercy did not depart from us.
你今天还是带我们回来。
And today you still brought us back.
还是给我们机会。
And give us this opportunity.
为你的荣耀而活。
And to live once again for your glory.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
耶和华的心喜乐。
It is the heart of the Lord is joyful.
当耶和华心喜乐的时候。
And when the heart of the Lord is joyful and satisfied.
就成为这些百姓的力量。
It will become the strength of the people.
弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
Wonderful.
How wonderful.
这是真是。你要说这是 epic story.
This is an epic story.
对，这是一个史诗。
It is an epic story.
我们每一次读进去，我们心里面都受激励。
And each time when we read into it, our hearts are joyful.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
现在到了新约的时候。
So now in the days of the New Testament，
那个使徒保罗说
，The Apostle Paul said，
我们现在在恩典的时代。
Now in the age of grace。
人就有余民。
And there is still a remnant.
然后新约告诉我们那么多得胜者的故事。
And that is the story of all the overcomers.
得胜者让神的心喜悦。
And the overcomers will bring joy to the heart of God.
得胜者也让神有盼望。
And the overcomers give hope to the heart of God.
得胜者让全教会起来。
And the overcomers will raise up the entire church to follow the Lord.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这个是圣经里给我们看到的历史。
And this is the history that is shown to us in the scriptures.
我相信这也是主今天在我们这些人身上所要的。
I believe this is also God's desire for us today.
没有另外一件事更让神的心喜悦。
There's no other matter that will bring him more joy.
也没有另外一件事能够让我们来成为他的荣耀。
And there is no other that will bring us more joy than to be his glory.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我想我们就交通在这里。
Brothers and sisters, I think we'll end our time of fellowship together here.
一下多一点祷告。
Let's have a time of prayer.
主啊，我们实在是感谢你，我们赞美你。
Lord, indeed we praise and thank thee.
主啊，在历史上，主你做了这样的事。
Lord, this is the great work you have done in history.
主啊，虽然在外面看起来有起有落。
Lord, even though outwardly there's ups and downs.
但是有这些走一些人，主啊，他们能摸到你的心。
But nevertheless, there is this group that is able to touch your heart.
他们能懂得你的意。
They're able to understand your desire.
他们愿意走你的路。
And they're willing to go on your way.
他们愿意尊重你的旨意。
And they're willing to honor your will.
亲爱的主啊
，Dear Lord，
过往的年日当中
，In the days past，
是这些人让你的心得到满足。
It is this group that brought joy to your heart.
是这些人让你的心。对你的百姓仍旧有盼望。
It is this group that still gives you hope for your people in your heart.
主啊，我们祷告，当我们在我们还有剩下的年日里头。
Lord, it is our prayer while you still give us days.
我们可以懂得你的心。
That we will know your heart.
懂得你的意。
That we will understand your will.
对你有反应。
That we will respond to it.
要尊重你的旨意。
And to honor your will.
喜爱你的旨意。
To delight in your will.
走你自己的路。
And to go on your way.
主啊，我们知道我们都是软弱的人。
Lord, we know we are those who are weak.
像灰尘一样。
And we are just as dust and ashes.
但是主，我们感谢你。
But we thank thee, Lord.
你已经把你的儿子的宝贵的生命放在我们里面。
But you have already placed the precious life of your Son in us.
你也把你自己的圣灵在我们里面做随时的鼓励。
And you have the Holy Spirit within us to be our timely encouragement.
我们为我们自己，为我们所有弟兄姊妹仰望在你的面前。
So for ourselves, our brothers and sisters, together we look and commit ourselves to your hand.
愿意你的旨意在我们的身上能够得到成全。
So that your will may be accomplished in us.
我们再说，主啊，我们是不值的人。
And once again, Lord, we say we're unworthy.
但是主啊，我们感谢你，你在我们的里面是我们的力量，是我们的盼望。
But Lord, we thank and praise thee because within us you are our joy and you are our strength.
主啊，我们感谢你。
And we thank thee, Lord.
一切赞美，一切荣耀归给你。
All praise and glory be given unto thee.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In the Lord Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen. Amen.